Welcome to Awareness of the Soul with your host, Vincent Sandy. Welcome, good night, good morning, good afternoon to everyone who's listening from wherever you are in the world. Thank you so much for tuning in to this fantastic radio show. And today's topic is dealing with loss. It is a great topic. It is a very deep topic and very difficult one. So today I have to say I'm a little bit afraid of it. But the fact is, yesterday a friend of mine said, please, can you please talk about this? And then at that point I said, I closed my eyes and I said, let me see if I can get something. Some information started to come in. I said, yes, I could talk about these things. And so this is what I would like to share with you. And there are certain things that we have to observe when there is loss in our lives. And we have something that is happening at a cosmic level, okay? And when I talk about something that is happening at a cosmic level, it is happening both within you and in the cosmos, in a way that you relate to the cosmos. In other words, the microcosm and the macrocosm, okay? So there's small cosmos within you and a huge cosmos through you, around you, and how you relate to it. So there's something happening at that level because you are part of a cycle, you're part of a mechanism, you're part of a pattern that has consciousness, that has personality, that has great love, that has, science is much more than just mere calculation. Science is consciousness as well, is intelligence. So there's something that is happening at the cosmic level, and that if we bring awareness into this process, then we step forward. And when we are about to lose somebody at any level, either it's in a relationship or something more painful like the loss of somebody who we love, something really happens that can push us forward. First of all, before we delve deeper into this, let me remind you that if you want, just give me a call. You can call me on air and talk to me directly. It's 888-815-9756. 888-815-9756 worldwide. And remember to sign up for the newsletter Life Changing Power, which is an amazing newsletter. There are actually mystical lessons that you can use in order to change your life, to understand where you're at. And in regards to this, I would like to say that probably I'm changing system, I'm changing server, and some of you, not all of you, some of you will receive a confirmation request. It depends when you signed up for the newsletter, you know. But if you receive a confirmation request, please confirm it, and so you can start to receive the lessons again, but you will have much more. I'm preparing so many more lessons, and they are absolutely beautiful. I have to say there is something in this lesson that really is powerful, and is my way to give back to the world. It's my way to give back to the world. The title of the newsletter is Life Changing Power. If you go to bbsradio.com on the homepage, and you scroll down, then you click on the ad. It's a beautiful ad, quite big. You click there, and you will be drawn into a page where you can actually leave your name and email, and you will start receiving this lesson. And for people who will confirm the subscription, as soon as I will change system, then I have a special gift for you. And I'm not going to tell you what it is, but it is a very nice gift. So just please confirm so that you can continue to receive the lessons, and you can continue to stay in tune with all that is happening. Let's remember now that another thing that we must do in this world today is to pray for people, to pray for people around us, to pray for people that are having difficult times, to pray for people that are in need that we don't know. Don't pray for just the people around you. Pray for yourself, pray for the people around you, but pray especially for people that you don't know as well. And if you can start praying for others somehow, you can start getting in tune to a huge need of the world that the world is having today. What is happening is you're stepping forward into a place where there is great compassion. First of all, this will help you to move on from a state of loss, in case you have, to a state of grace. And from that state of grace to a state of joy, to a state of bringing people into your life in the most beautiful way. And, I'm not saying you have to pray because of this outcome, but why not? And also, the world needs it. Pray for the planet, because the planet is alive. Pray for the planet, stay there, be present, and tell to God, I want to be of benefit to humanity. I want to be of benefit to humanity. Please tune me into your praise. Tune me into your presence. Let me know that you're there. Let me feel that you're there. And never give me the test. I don't like this word, but I will use it right now. Never give me the test of the oblivion of your presence. Never let me feel that you're not there. Please. Let me always know that you're there no matter what. And if you know that, you know you have God beside you. Like in the Gita, you have Arjuna and Krishna. And together, two people, but Krishna was God. Together, they destroyed. They won over a huge battle with hundreds and thousands of people and other warriors. Only two of them, Arjuna with his will and Krishna with his omnipresence. Of course, if you have God, you have everyone. No matter who you have around you, you have God, you have everyone. But who's God? I know some people are a little bit, you know, they have a problem with this word because they relate it to certain organizations, to certain cults, to certain religions. No, just forget about this. We're not talking God under those terms. We're talking God as the omnipresent spirit that is personal and impersonal, that it is within you and without you, that is present in everything. I mean, don't just try to step behind the appearance. Try to understand that God is not just what happens inside a church or inside a definite space where there is a religious practice, okay? It is not just that, because it can be that too, of course. It is that too. What is important is to understand that God is the light of the world reflected through you. And once you understand this concept, once you understand and experience this, you will be so thankful, because you say, God, thank you so much for being present in my life. And you have to be thankful because you're alive. You have to be thankful because of life is never ending. Because life is never, never ending. It's always present. Now, what is happening cosmically when you deal with loss is, of course, something is coming to an end. Because life is made of cycles, and cycles go up and go down like waves of the sea. They go up and they go down. And when they go down, they seem terrible. Life seems terrible. Life seems like it is impossible to move on, to cope with that situation. We feel like we don't have power. We don't have the power of choice to understand what to do next. But this is the nature of things. Life goes up and everything is fantastic. Then life goes down and everything is terrible. And you can't help it. Now, the waves of these cycles, how much it goes up and how much goes down, it depends on your emotionality, on how much what I call angular energy you have. If you are more linear, if you live, that means more in your center, more in the divine presence within you, more in the divine potential within you, the universal intelligence within you. If you are linear, these cycles will not have a huge effect on your psyche, on your emotion, and apparently over your life. But if your energy is angular, and there's a lot of emotions in your life anyway, you make a big story out of everything, then probably when you're dealing with something painful, you're going to go very much down. But at some point, no, you will start to go up again, because this is the cycles of life. So my invitation for you, and we're going to talk about this in the second part when I say what to do about it, my invitation to you is to start living from your center right now. No matter what, know that you are whole and complete in your center, and you don't need external sources to think to make yourself complete, but external sources are showing you what is happening within you. We all live in a holographic reality, and people reflect back exactly what is happening in our aura system at that moment. Basically, they reflect of all, they are a reflection of all the mechanisms that happen between us and the universe. And what is happening between us and the universe is said at three levels of your consciousness: the conscious level, the subconscious level, and the superconscious level. This is how you communicate with the universe, and how the universe communicates to you, and how you can use willpower in order to shape or mold the reality and the communication you have with the universe. And only this, the fruit of this communication, can then translate into a life, into your life. And the conscious level, as I said many times on this radio show, is the part of your consciousness that is awake now, that is present in the world of activities where things are happening now. The subconscious level is the land of dreams, of hopes, of imagination, of the collective subconscious. It's not just about you. It's about the archetypes that are connecting each other. Okay, so there is a, and also it is about, for example, when you go to a country, you know there is a layer of consciousness that goes all around that country, the collective consciousness of that country. That is part of the collective subconscious mind. It is within you when you go there, you tap into it, you're influenced by it. Okay, and then you have the superconscious mind, which is that connection of awareness with the spark of the divine within you. And at these three levels, we communicate with the universe. And if you are linear from that center and you become aware of the communication you have at the conscious level, you start to influence your subconscious level through affirmations, through prayer, through meditation, through relaxing the mind to a state of angular energies, to a state of linear. This is not a state. Actually, it's a feeling kind of being, feeling kind of state that is called linear. Then at that point, that can be done through meditation. At that point, you tune into the superconscious. The superconscious is already there within you, is already active within you, because the communication with the universe is there. When you tune in with awareness, that's when the connection with the universe becomes clear, and you know that you're communicating with the universe at that point. So to develop awareness of the superconscious level of our being is really important. Life is made of cycles. It is not about time. It is not about in 3 months I'll be certified. It is not about in 1 week I'll be certified. It is not about in 10 years I'll be certified. It is about cycle. If you don't go through that cycle, no matter how much you learn, no matter how many books you read, if you have not gone through that cycle, you cannot get to a place of maturity. When a cycle ends, also, life doesn't end. And when we lose somebody, a cycle of life is ending. And you are transmuting continuously towards expansion. And this is what is important to understand. You transmute continuously towards a state of expansion. Do you know why? This is the mission of our own life, of everyone's life, is to bring heaven on earth and to find liberation while doing it. And how do you find liberation? If you want to bring heaven on earth, you have to live by your own dharma. Your dharma is your duty, what you were born here to do. And we talked about this also before, but this is what you were born here to do. Like the sun, it shines. And it helps people to wake up in the morning, to go to work, they open the shop, it helps life to grow. And it doesn't do anything, but other people benefit from it. And when you start living from your dharma, when you start living aware of your superconscious presence, at that point, you're not a slave of the cycles of life anymore. You start breaking those cycles. Therefore, if you get really attached to somebody in this life, emotionally. At some point, that cycle will be broken because God is calling back to your own reality, and it's not God's fault. It is not anyone's fault, okay? It is the nature of existence to pull you back to the reality that surrounds us, the reality that is within you and the reality that is in the cosmos. Therefore, it is natural that once you start leading very deeply into a cycle, okay, it needs to be broken so that the ups and downs can neutralize themselves and you can live from that center of pure feeling and divine perception. And when, you know, when we get there, we think, this is a terrible experience. We just think we're living from that level of total discomfort. But the truth is, we are given an opportunity to break the cycles. And we can have, at that point, a huge amount of power to tune in into the superconscious. I invite you to see life from this side, from the side of spirit, instead of from the side of everyday living. When we take things for granted, too, and this is very important, when we take things for granted, we start to cause a breaking change. Because this is what happens when we think, well, now I have a husband, now I have a boyfriend, now I have a girlfriend, now I have friends, and now I have this, I will have my mother forever. What happens is, we start taking things for granted, and we lose sight of the values, the inner spiritual values sometimes. And we start getting back to our own self, to our own emotional and angular energies. And what happens is that that causes a breaking change, because we cannot still be there and reawaken in our soul, you know, redefine our growth. If we start taking things for granted, we just start to lose the value of life, the value of relationship. Even when we give great value, but we are too emotionally attached, it means simply that we are getting so much involved emotionally at an angular level, and life will try to balance itself again to a linear level. Therefore, the cycle will be broken. Now, when you lose somebody, you might go emotionally into the down cycle, but there's another cycle you are living in. Let's say you have cycles into cycles. You have emotional cycles of ups and downs in bigger cycles of life. Let's say you have a cycle of a relationship of that has a span of 10 years, let's say, okay? And in that relationship, there are many other cycles within it. So when that huge cycle of 10 years of a relationship ends, let's say, you're still living in the other cycles as well. So you have emotional cycles go up and down. And at that point, when the cycle ends, it ends at the center. It ends at the center. The way you react to that will determine if the new cycle that you're going to have for your own self emotionally will go up or will go down. And we all know most of us will go definitely down, because we start thinking, we start being emotional, we start thinking something is missing. But remember this, taking things for granted allows the mind to be a little dull. And therefore, also, when the cycle breaks, you don't have enough willpower to take it positively. Therefore, you need to reclaim your own power. Usually there are big cycles breaking, and we have to claim our willpower to react from a cosmic point of view instead of personal point of view. And this is really important, to make the world we live not be disturbed by the changes, like the, you know, when the ground shakes under our feet, we don't have to be disturbed. Now, another thing that loss gives us is that it breaks the attachments. If you start being attached to everything, you lose sight of yourself. You know, you feel that you need an accessory in order to be alive. You need somebody in order to be present. You need somebody else in order to do anything in your life. And you start having attachments because you feel at a certain point that if you don't have that presence within you, you will lose. And guess what? You will lose. Now, when we break attachments, because the cycles will break, we'll lose somebody somehow, we have a chance for personal transmutation. And this is to remind us that we are whole, we are complete, and we must remember that. The reason why we're here is to learn, or if there is any reason at all, or just to live, to be present. And, you know, when you live, you have learned. But are you living, or are you dead? That's the question. This breaking of the cycles is to remind you, you are whole and complete, you are life. God is telling you, it was me in your friend. I am the love that it was in him, and that's also the love that it is in you. You could love him, you could love her, because the love is present as the essence of a power that is within you. And if you start living from the essence of that power, then you understand who you are, in the center where you're coming from, you understand that good and evil and pain are created by the mind. But you live from the essence of the power. Remember, good, evil and pain are created by the mind. Sensitivity is given to us so that we can have guidance and protection. We can tune into God's guidance and we become sensitive and we understand, okay, this is great. Thank you, God. Thank you for being present. I feel your presence. I'm sensitive, and I can understand where I am at, where I'm going. But when we think, if we're not spiritually aware, then we cannot be very sensitive, but then we start being extremely sensitive to the point where we get emotional. And then we think that we are at the whims of destiny, and we start losing our power. So it's really good to enhance your sensitivity through meditation, to practice, to prayer. Do it in a way that is spiritually directed towards the connection of the cosmos, between you and the cosmos, so that you can start seeing life from a higher perspective. You know, let me give you an example. For example, let's say you are stuck in the traffic. We all had that experience, right? So you are stuck in the traffic, but at some point, you really feel like, oh no, I cannot move from here. I'm totally stuck. I cannot go forward. I can go behind. I feel closed. I feel, you know, you feel like you are inside a box. Okay? You are stuck inside a box. And this is absolutely what most people feel. You know, they're there. They cannot move from the car. They just have to be in the car, maybe for an hour, maybe for 2 hours. Who knows? But if in that moment you could take an airplane, let's say a helicopter, and move up towards the sky, then you would see a much bigger picture. You will see that in that point there's traffic, and you will see that maybe in the street next to it there's nothing. Or anyway, you could have a huge visual of the landscape all around you, and you will understand the wholeness of the city, or the wholeness of the place where you live. Okay? So we have to remember, instead of seeing life from the small reality we're living, we should start seeing life from the level of the cosmic presence, which is a much higher and comprehensive idea and point of view of what is actually happening in creation. And thank you for listening to Awareness of the Soul. with your host, Vincent Sandy, and today's topic is dealing with loss. If you just tuned in, it is a great topic. Now, the first time of the show, the first part of the show is about what is actually happening. So there's a huge cycle break, and we are given the opportunity to come back again to our own center. Now, how do we deal with it? How do we deal with it? First of all, awareness is the key, as usual. Now, if you are in an emotional state that is really, really strong, the first thing you should do is to calm down the waves of emotions that you're going through. And remember, this too will pass. It will never be the same for a long time. This too will come to an end. Because life is made of cycle. If it goes in one direction, you would eventually have to move out of that. And even though we think, well, then it will have to come back again, because the cycle is this one. Even though we think we go again and again for the same experiences, listen carefully here. When the experience comes back, some people say, well, I suffered yesterday and I have always the same depression going on. It is not true. It is not the same. We never live twice the same thing. Apparently, it seems very much the same, but it's never the same. It's like you go to a restaurant and you order your favorite food. It is the same food, but it's not the same that you had 1 week ago. It is really important to understand it is exactly the same thing. Remember, this too will pass, and if we'll come back again, it will be a different thing. And then you will be able to deal with it. Once it is passed, it is passed. You can recreate new opportunities in your life. You can call upon them. Yes. But it will never be the same as before in exactly the same circumstances, in exactly the same state of mind. And this is really important. It's different before when you are inside a storm, the storm of emotions, in a rough sea of emotions. Remember, just let the waves come down a little bit. Give yourself some time. And remember, this too will pass. And you will have new chances to understand what is happening and to take charge over your life. Remember that. And then there are people who are in worse condition maybe than yours. So just remember about them. So, well, I'm going through this. I'm not alone. And also some people are probably going through something worse. And that may be a good opportunity for compassion. As I said at the beginning, start praying for them. And this will open some mystical doors within you for you to come out of your situation. It's really, really important. If you help to lift up the consciousness, to lift up the pain of 100 people, the power through prayer, through meditation, the power of those 100 people will lift you up to a new state. Imagine that I'm not saying that you really have to lift yourself up, okay? Because it is just a transmutation, it is just an awareness. But let's use this metaphor, let's say, for a moment. If you have to lift yourself up all on your own, it can be quite hard. But if you have the support of 100 people to lift you up, it would be extremely easy. Start praying for others. Open mystical doors. Because the power, we are all connected. The power that you put into the prayer will lift you up automatically. So remember, those people who are in worse condition than yours, pray for them. Pray for them. And as you do so, forget about yourself. Just be present in your presence, in your inner center, and start praying for them, for all the people that you know and that you don't know. And at that level, I hope you find the joy you're looking for. I hope God gives you what you need. I hope you can all be happy. and continue to do so in 3 days, and even before. Sometimes for some people it might be instant, for some people it might take longer. Give yourself 3 days anyway, and continue to do it, because if it doesn't take 3 days, maybe it takes a little longer, but continue. It depends on how much deep you are involved with your emotions, but continue. At some point you will feel yourself lifted up. You will feel that God's door has been opened. And remember also another thing. Now, this is where you should bring your awareness. The time you had with that person that brought up joy within you, that joy is within you. It is not caused from the other person. The other person was the trigger for that joy within you to manifest. You are supposed to live in the joy you spent together and conserve that joy within you, feeling gratitude for what that soul has shared so preciously with you. And then know the time takes its toll. I mean, you cannot avoid it. It is the nature of life, and things can never be as they were before. In all cases, something will change anyway, but you are supposed to live in that joy. Then you need to recompromise when changes happen in a way that you can live always with what you have discovered you have within you. You have discovered to have that great joy. You have discovered to have that great love. You have discovered something that person was giving you, and that's how you should continue to live in that direction. Because at that point, joy is coming up within your own self. And you know, the purpose of this person was for me to understand that joy is present, that I have joy within me, that I have love within me. And believe me, if you didn't have it within you, ready to come up, everyone has it at some level. But if you didn't have it ready at that point, ready to come up, that person would have not triggered it. Some people try to be tender to other people, but if the other person does not respond to that tenderness, then the tenderness will not manifest, because it is not in the dynamics within the other person to have tenderness to come up. So you are supposed to live in the joys that you were having together and conserve the joy within you. Remember, this soul has shared something precious with me. I feel so grateful, and life never ends. Cycles of life go up and down. They start and they end. It is the nature of creation. And when something ends, believe me, something new is happening. As glorious, as beautiful. It depends if you accept it or not. Say today, I accept it. This is the nature of the universe. When God starts to create the universe, and he creates it through his consciousness, and this consciousness starts vibrating, generating the sound Om. And Om is the sound vibration of the cosmos. Om is divided into three phases. One is the creative, then is the sustaining presence, and then there is the dissolving presence. The dissolving presence is about the end of a cycle. But it only dissolves because it can start again with the creation. So we have in yoga, Hindu philosophy, and it is not about religion, please. Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva. Brahma is the symbol of creation, the creative principle. Vishnu is the preservation principle. And then we have Shiva, which is the dissolution. And if you listen to the word Om, start is the creative, then there is the longer part, this is the preserving, and then there is the dissolving, the Om at the end, and it goes like this, Om. There is a beginning, there is a preserving, there is an end. The end is not the end, it's a dissolution. To start again with the vibration. And every time I say something, I create a sentence, it continues on. and then it dissolves. And that is the creation of God happening within us as we speak. When we unite speech, action, and thought, we are connecting with the universe. This is why the word is so powerful. This is why affirmation work. When we are aware of the spiritual power behind them, if we see it under this term. And symbolically, there's another M at the end of Om, that is the moment of pure silence, pure stillness. That moment is the moment of liberation. When a cycle ends, you have two choices. One is to go emotional, one is to be free. And choose to be free. It's a moment of silence. The moment of silence is behind the cycles. His consciousness. God needs his consciousness to be present there to start again a new creative principle. So remember, you are at that level, awareness of life. And in order to do something, we should do something, you know, so that the next time a cycle ends, we don't suffer. We put awareness inside that moment. And we abandon ourselves to God. Awareness of life. Life works. It cannot always give you what you expected in the way you expected it. You can't. Because your expectations sometimes are not based on truth, not based on universal laws. Are based on what is the cycle that you're living. It is not based on the awareness of life with a capital L. So my suggestion here is to try to acquire the wisdom to be of benefit. This is why pray for the people who are in a worse situation than yours. There's always somebody. And even with somebody who's at the worst level, it might be at a better level than you was in something that you don't know, but better than another one in something that you don't know at some point, etc., at some level. You know, all the bad does not manifest in all a person. It's so cruel. It will not be this way unless the person really created it intentionally or continuously repeating the same mistakes, but that is really, really, really rare. I mean, it never happened. So what is it? Bring your wisdom. Try to be of benefit. Try to be present and of help. And what is most important, okay? Let's say we have been talking about symbols, and one of the things that I would like to say is you have to understand the person you just lost was a symbol. Of course, it was a life. It is life, okay? But what that person symbolized for you in terms of life cycles, values, longings, dreams, and hopes. Write this down. Understand what that person symbolized in terms of life cycles, values, longings, dreams, and hopes. Okay. So whoever you want to, so cycles, values, longings, dreams, and hopes. And try to see what the person is a symbol of. And those symbols are the way you communicate with life. If a person comes, that person understand what are the symbol behind this person that is manifesting. What does this person symbolize? And here you can think about it if you understand a little bit about astrology in terms of the planets. And this is why astrology is great, because it classifies things from a universal perspective into an understandable perspective, and again from an understandable perspective it can open up to universal perspective. It is an open door. You don't have to use it for fortune telling. You have to use it as a language of symbols of the universe. If somebody comes into your life and is always angry, that person symbolizes the energy of Mars happening in a not balanced way in your life. Therefore, you know that you have to balance your Mars. If a person comes and it makes you weak, but you love this person so much, but it makes you weak. That person symbolizes the energy of Venus that is not directed well, and it starts to bring a limit into your life. But before that, it symbolizes the Venus energy, Venusian energy, that is not directed in an empowering way, but is directed in a weakening way. Therefore, it will also influence Mars, your own Mars within you, that is about energy and power, and it will weaken it. Therefore, it symbolizes Venusian and Martian energies that are weakening. They're weak. And therefore, that will limit your life, will limit your intellect. So it's a weakening process. If it limits your life very much, then you have Saturn also there. Saturn, not as an evil kind of tyrant, but you created your Saturn because there's not enough energy into your life. So understand the person who's coming into your life, what symbols is it bringing up in front? Try to balance those energies within you, and you will see that things will change. Whatever you're going through into your life as well, understand what symbols are happening. And now, understand again what are the values of those symbols, and you have to come to terms with those values and symbols into your life now. People usually prefer to ignore what is happening, but you don't have to do that. You have to come to terms with your own shadows. The person you see in front of you, is there alive and is whole and complete, but you're not relating to them. You are relating with the shadow of them within your mind. And that is the revealing of a symbol. Remember this concept. When you talk to somebody, you talk to your friend, you're not talking to them. You're talking to the shadow living within you of them, and that brings symbols to which you relate to life. Symbols are the language of life, universal language of life. Understand what is that symbol about. And believe me, it is a very good idea to pick up a good astrology book and understand those symbols. If I want you to advise on a good astrology book, I would suggest The Wisdom and Way of Astrology from a great spiritual teacher, Goswami Kriyananda. You can find and order this book at www.yogakriya.org. And just go there and get this book. You can probably find in the bookstores as well. But anyway, you can find them through, you can buy through them directly. You have to come to terms with those values and symbols and ask yourself which part of you, once a cycle breaks, which part of their shadow living within you to live? Why do you still want the shadow to be present? What is that symbol giving you? What is the value? What does it give you? If you think of it this way, you lose somebody, and there's a shadow that you want to keep on living within you. What is the shadow a symbol of? Okay? And then ask yourself, what is this giving me? Why do I want this symbol to be so active? What is this giving me? And you come into values and understand that those are the values that you have to live with. You have to live through those values into your daily life. Now, another thing that is really important to understand, when something ends, let's move on. Try to make your life simple. Try to restructure your life. You have to rebuild it again at many levels. We all are going through different cycles of elements upon which we build our lives. The first cycle is the earth, then we have the water, then we have the fire, and then we have the air, and we have the super ether, and they're also related to planets as well. Earth is related to Saturn, then we have Jupiter, then we have Mars, we have Venus, we have Mercury, and then the more we go up, we have also the Sun and the Moon, and this is in relation to the spiritual eye, the third eye, which is at the forehead and the point between the eyebrows. This is, mystically speaking, how we're made of, how the symbols of the universe relate within our system. We resonate through them, through these elements. What is important to understand that you have to build up again your life, first making, remaking the earth element that will ground you. Therefore, you understand that you have to make your life simple at the beginning and choose several pillars, let's say from 3 to 4 or 5, upon which to base your new life. You're starting a new cycle, right? The new cycle to stand up has to be grounded on several pillars. And you choose them. What are those pillars? They can be your values, a new person, or new activities that you want to do. Make your life simple and choose several pillars upon which you base your new life. And that will ground you. That will be the ground of the new cycle to rise up. Then you reevaluate your values. Understand for which values do you need to live for. And remember, if in your life before, maybe in the sphere of love, in the sphere of family, in the sphere of the mother, you've been living certain patterns. Now cancel those patterns. Certain things that have been repeating. You've been living that again, apparently, but as I said, there's nothing repeating always the same way. Instead of those patterns, put conscious values that will ground your life. And then, and this is already the water element, the expansion. First you ground yourself with something, with some pillars, and then you go into the water element to reevaluate your values, you understand, and you expand yourself. Instead of the patterns, you put values in it, and you start appreciating what is beautiful. And then choose to direct the power of love you have lost towards all good friends, with all people, or just through prayer, as we said before. Use whatever you thought it was positive in the previous cycle to direct it to others and in what you do. And this is transmutation of energies. You're learning how to transmute your energy. Use whatever thought you have that was positive, everything you have that was positive in the previous cycles, and direct it towards new people, towards new situations, towards your values, towards your life. And you will grow immensely. You have broken a cycle, you are free. Understand, obviously, where those values are best expressed. Make a little bit of an analysis. If you have values like loyalty, honesty, or these are things that you can apply actually everywhere, but there are certain values in families like building up intimacy and connection, communication. What are those values best expressed now in your life? And then ask God, help me to express these values in my life. Help me to lift me up. And continuously offer everything that comes up into your life to God to help God. I need your power to create. And that power is within me too, but, if I put myself in the way, I will not be able to use this power as I would expect to use it and as I would love to use it. And these are things that are also grounding you as well. Ground yourself in God again. Understand that we cannot have control of our sheep or ship if we are in the rough sea. We need some help. Calm the sea down that we can see clearly. And claim the creative power of your life to shape your new realities. And that creative power, as I said before, is present, continuously happening. Claim it, and it will be there. Do not accept pain. This is really important. Do not accept pain as part of your reality. And say, I demand joy, serenity, and happiness. Then you go to the inspirational phase. After you grounded your life, you go into the inspirational phase. That has to do more with the water element. Even though reevaluating values can, it's both on the grounding level, because you ground your life on values, but also on the experiential level of water, because it will open your mind up to new possibilities. But then, when you really get into the water, then you go into the inspirational phase. And that is when you start reading something beautiful, good books that are inspiring, start seeing life through all the mental senses, and see around you life, how beautiful it is. And try to absorb the beauty. And there is a meditation that I explained, and it's called the object of beauty. You close your eyes, you visualize an object that is beautiful, an object where you know that doesn't have emotional connotations for you. You start touching it, feel it, mentally taste it, smell it, hear it, and then at some point the image disappears. And only the essence of the beauty is there present. And that's what it is like to be. Do this exercise many times. It will put you behind, it will take you behind the appearance. And it will take you beyond the form. Another thing is, when you are in the aspirational phase, decide one creative project to focus yourself on and work on that. It can be writing mini novels, it can be writing, it can be gardening, it can be anything, something creative. You don't have to be an artist to be creative, but you can be creative in your house. You can do something new. Create means create. Decide one creative project to focus yourself on and work on that. Keep your mind, in other words, keep your mind busy with something to accomplish in this period so you can redirect your energy. You have lots of turmoil going on and there's lots of energy at work. Energy is energy. If it manifests badly, let's say in a way that you don't like it, it's exactly the same energy as it would manifest in a way that you like it. So direct it. And if you keep your mind busy towards something to accomplish, all those energies that are at work are going to be used for good. And then this is the fire cycle. Then you have the water cycle, the moment where you're actually resting. To give yourself some rest. Remember to take time to meditate and rest the mind. Close your eyes. Stay in that level of peace. Let go. Close your eyes and say, I relax my body and my mind without seeking anything, without trying to make a story out of anything, without trying to describe anything. And then start doing your practice of meditation. That will bring you to a state of the heart. And start praying from there. Take time every day to let go of all that is in your mind while remaining awake and alert. Ask God to give you understanding. Do not try to conceptualize. Ask for clear and simple answers that will explain things to you. You might be guided towards beautiful books to listen to a certain person. In one way or another, you can receive answers. And now we're about to close. We have 3 minutes. I would like you to close your eyes. Sitting with your spine straight and muscles relaxed, look inside your mental screen and see what is the movie that is going on. How does the movie of your life look like at this moment? What kind of energies are there? Harmonious, balanced? Are you in turmoil? And now imagine that you have a fantastic remote control. Or you can just do it with the power of your mind. Change the qualities of the movie. The color, the sound. You can even change the shades. You can change the music. Beauty of the characters, how beautiful they are. Change their moods. You can change even events. You are the total creator of that movie. What color would it be? Something beautiful. Even if you start with something cheesy at the moment, just do something better. Sound, what are the sounds that emanate from this movie? Even if it's something cheesy, what are the beautiful words that the people say? No matter. Let them say something beautiful. What are the music? What is the music behind it, behind the scene? Create this music on your own. The environment. Create a fantastic, paint a fantastic environment. That's great. What are the moods of these people? Make beautiful moods happening there. And what is happening? What are the events? Make them love. Make them express peace. Thank you for listening to Awareness of the Soul. Sign up for my newsletter if you haven't done so already. And as Life-Changing Power Newsletter, at www.lifecatalyst.com. You can find a way to subscribe to the Life-Changing Power Newsletter there, Mystical Lessons to Change Your Life, the really mystical lesson to change your life. The title is not marketing. The title is what the newsletter is about. And thank you for tuning. And I would like to say, next week I will not be giving the radio show. I will be traveling. So I'll see you in 2 weeks. Thank you for tuning in. And I'll see you soon. Goodbye.